I'm headed north for a day or two to wait to see what the next offer is. Thursday of last week, the governor made an offer, and we met with the governor for several hours before the offer was made that would raise the $3.4 billion difference between the governor and the Republican leaders of the Senate and the House, Representative Zellers, Senator Koch. His fix was a $2 billion in cuts across state government and $1.4 billion in additional revenue. And the revenue constituted an income tax increase on individuals filing in Minnesota that made $1 million or more in adjusted gross income. So we're talking the wealthiest of the wealthiest. It amounts to 7,700 filers in Minnesota, of which 3,800 filers are residents of foreign countries. They are citizens of other states, or they are professional athletes that play the Vikings, the Swarm, the Wild, the basketball team, and the Twins. 3,700 are Minnesota residents and filers of those 7,700. It also included $100 million in additional tax compliance, which means more audits and finding people who aren't paying their taxes. It included $320 million in liquor taxes and additional taxes on tobacco. And then I think it was $720 million in shifts to schools, which comprised the $1.4 billion, which you add the $1.4 billion and the $2 billion in cuts, and you come up with $3.4 billion. The Republicans have responded, the Republican leaders, not the Republican, all of them, that as long as there is any income tax in the proposal of any kind, they are unwilling to make a counteroffer. So at the moment, the whole thing is stuck. And it's sad. I'm frustrated. I understand people's displeasure. I am fully prepared to go to vote on a compromise bill. But the governor and the two leaders of the House and the Senate, the majority caucuses, have to come in agreement first. This also, that income tax on the people 1 million and up, sunsets at the end of tax year 2013. So it's essentially a temporary surcharge. That's where we're at.
To your knowledge, anything that has to do with a raise in income taxes on anybody is a dead issue as far as the majority party is concerned?
I spoke with Tom Bach, our senator, this morning. He's at the Capitol. I'm on my way north now. He's at the Capitol every single day. I've been back and forth. And he said that as long as any income tax is included in the proposal, that's a non-starter. There's no deal, no compromise. And he is meeting with the governor almost daily.
Now, I understand from some information memos, et cetera, that were released last week, that there were a number of other social issues that came into play that didn't really have anything at all to do with the budget, but that the majority party was holding out on things like stem cell research, limited funding for abortion, the photo ID, and a number of other things, including the GOP redistricting plan. I mean, is that holding things up? I mean, that doesn't seem to be budget-oriented to me.
Thus far, when they have made a counteroffer, it included all of the things that you just mentioned, and they are all very controversial. And it's my opinion, although I certainly have an opinion on each of those items, it's my opinion that as a part of a budget solution, that the only thing policy-wise that should be in a budget bill to make state government work properly, at least at this point, is things that both the governor and the majority party agree on. Well, it's obvious they're not going to agree on photo ID. It's obvious on abortion they're not going to agree. It's obvious on their redistricting plan and stem cell research. And I certainly have my opinion on each one of those. They're well known. But that should not be a part of the global agreement that makes the state come back to work.
Those would be issues that could be settled or need to be settled during a regular legislative session, not during a budget negotiation, right?
Well, that's my feeling, that it's going to burden the process to the extent that there will be no process. And so I think that they should be settled in the legislative process. I mean, there are other ways to get their job done. It doesn't have to be a part of the budget solution.
It seems now that we're going into the third week that some people are starting to worry about their ability to pay the bills, namely those 22,000 who've been laid off, state workers. There's also some concern about bars and restaurants are not going to be able to renew their liquor buying cards and a number of other things. There's some problems at state parks. They're starting to get pretty messy. People are leaving garbage and that sort of thing. What kind of a backlash is this going to have?
I would love to be able to fix this today, tonight. in the next 5 minutes. But until they agree, until the majority leaders of the Senate and the House agree and the governor, there will be no bill. There will be nothing come to the floor for me to vote on. And I am fully prepared to vote. Now, with respect to your question, this is a very wide-reaching problem, terribly rooted in despair. People, I mean, I got a call this morning about some physicians that their license renews on the 1st of August, and if they don't get their license, they won't be able to practice medicine, and they're in one of our rural hospitals in my district. Your hospital will come of the same fate. This is a huge problem. We got fishing licenses. We've got background checks. We've got people that can't visit their loved ones in prisons because they've locked down the prisons and nobody can visit. I mean, this is a wildly reaching problem, and I just am praying every day, morning and night, that there could be some resolution to this. It could go on for a long time.
Well, Representative David Dill, thank you for taking time out on your way back north. I hope you get a phone call that turns you right around pretty soon.
I will take the next U-turn, which is directly ahead of me here, and I will go back.